Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 33, Pretoria and Rustenburg 35, Mbombela 34 degrees.
Not so lekker on the roads, got a bunch of issues. Pretoria N1 South has been a crash after the Gersfontein Road exit causing queuing traffic. Bedfordview N3 North, a crash near Galulies. Alberton N12 East, a crash before Voortrekker Road. And Diepkloof N12 West, a crash at the N1 Diepkloof interchange.
We start with news just in. Eskom has officially announced the return of load shedding. Group CEO Dan Morakane has confirmed that power cuts will be implemented from 5 p.m.
It's indicated we will actually start load shedding at 5 p.m. this evening. We'll run it throughout the weekend, and primarily the objective is to build the reserves that we relied on quite extensively since the beginning of this week.
At this stage, South Africans can expect stage 3 load shedding throughout the weekend. To the Johannesburg High Court now, where the corruption case against former Transnet executives Brian Molefe, Siya Bongagama and Anuj Singh and 8 others are set to go on trial in February next year. Their charges, which include fraud, corruption and money laundering, stem from locomotives transaction advisory tender awarded to the McKinsey-led consortium in 2012. Here's Henry Matomane, spokesperson for the investigating director against corruption.
Meanwhile, the matter relating to Advocate Sean Abrahams representing one of the accused will now be referred to the Ombudsman for adjudication. The state is opposing on the basis that Advocate Abrahams was the National Director of Public Prosecutions at the time the matter was referred to the NPA for prosecution.
The Hawks, meanwhile, says it's made significant progress in tackling serious crime during the third quarter of the 2024 and 2025 financial year. They secured over 1,000 arrests. Hawks head Godfrey Labia says drug labs worth 37 million rand were shut down and 86 firearms seized and assets totaling 55 million rand were frozen.
Most of their arrests were effected in the Northwest Province with 919, Gauteng with 116, KwaZulu-Natal Province with 106, Mpumalanga Province with 67, and the Western Cape Province with 57 suspects.
To Limpopo now, where EFF leader Julius Malema has renewed his call for President Cyril Ramaphosa to withdraw South African troops from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He also criticized the government's decision to keep soldiers in the region. This follows International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola's confirmation that South Africa has no plans to pull out. Anasasi Mohobu has more.
Malema has accused the government of using South African soldiers as glorified bodyguards at DRC mines, claiming the mission is being falsely presented as being in pursuit of peace and stability. He has urged Ramaphosa to withdraw the SANDF, saying troops are being used as pawns in what he believed to be a capitalist agenda, one that has also exposed weaknesses in the country's military capacity.
The conflict in the DRC, therefore, does not require a head of state who suffers from a desire to be a hero at the expense of the lives of our soldiers without an appreciation of the condition that informs the conflict.
Anastasia Mohobu, Jackrand FM News in Polokwane.
And finally, an Alabama family in the U.S. were offered free donuts for a year in honor of their baby being born in a Krispy Kreme parking lot amid a rare snowstorm. Shine Bennett was on her way to hospital along with her partner when their 5-year-old son in tow when she started feeling contractions amid the heavy storms in the area. He managed to pull their car over into the parking lots of the famous donut franchise. The couple's baby, Dallas, was born before emergency responders arrived. I'm Chanel Zabdema, net weer hier met die Eskom het bevestig dat Beerkrag sal terugkeer.
She should have pulled into the parking lot of a bank. What were you doing? Donuts.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.